the dream of screening for lung cancer and intervening in a timely manner is still a long way from being realized. That's according to Ugo Pastorino, who addressed the IMEDX European Congress on Lung Cancer being held here in Turin. I asked him about his group's latest data on spiral CT for lung cancer detection and the paradoxes that have emerged.
Well, there's no doubt that spiral CT is a major improvement in detection of lung diseases, including lung cancer. And we can spot with the spiral CT a huge variety of a very small lesion. Only a few of them, however, turns out into cancer. Still, the use of spiral CT has increased the detection of early stage disease, which is detectable, and whose survival at 5 years is very good. This is no surprise. This was true also for X-ray, but it's more so with spiral CT.
But you've done a meta-analysis with a number of colleagues that seems to show that in spite of this huge power, there isn't a reduction in mortality in screened populations. Can you explain this paradox, please?
These three studies with a longer observation period and intervention provide the evidence that spiral CT can detect many cancer in a smaller size and the stage, which are curable by surgery. The problem, it doesn't seem to reduce the risk of advanced cancer, which occur in the same way they would before without spiral CT.
Are you saying that you would have detected those curable cancers by other means?
I would say that this could be a possibility, or that they would never turn into a clinical disease.
So you're detecting a whole lot of disease which might not even need treating.
This is unfortunately our suspicion. I'm not saying that this is true because the meta-analysis is based on a model predicting the expected number. Although a very solid model, this has to be confronted with the randomized studies. So we have good studies in place now, and we will know, I think, within 2-3 years whether spiral CT reduces mortality or not.
I was fascinated by some of the data you presented here in Torino. For instance, some very old data about lung cancer being a sort of disseminated primary disease. So there are foci of primary disease, perhaps in many parts of both lungs. What do you make of that fact?
Well, multifocal disease is not just true for the lung cancer, it's true for many other common cancers. In lung cancer, this phenomenon is much more prominent. And the data of Heuerbach clearly demonstrated in the 50s that an heavy smoker dying of lung cancer has many other cancers in his lungs that never turn into reality, into the real clinical cancer. And this is the problem today with a very sensitive tool such as CT, that we can pick up many of these indolent lesions that would never grow to the point of a clinical diagnosis. The problem is, can we then, by early detection, interrupt the process of growth of aggressive cancer and preventing them from being metastatic at the time of diagnosis? This is the real question, and this is a question that we can hopefully solve with the prospective controlled trials.
You yourself have also published, I'm thinking of the Journal of Clinical Oncology publication, for instance, on DNA and perhaps predicting which types of smokers are more likely to get lung cancer.
Well, this is another big hope that we can use biomarker not only to know who has a cancer at the time of screening, but who is going to have a higher risk of a cancer. And this is the individual risk that may be approached with the biology, molecular biology tools that we have today. This is, again, a matter of experiment, and we don't have clear data today on the efficacy of biomarkers in this field.
You yourself quoted a patient that you treated who was a smoker, didn't want to give up smoking, and was, I think I was reading between the lines, reassured by the existence of something like spiral CT that perhaps she could have the disease detected, treated, without giving up cigarettes.
Well, this is not because we do not enforce the counseling of stopping smoking. Personally, I tell every patient who wants to do spiral CT, that nothing is as effective as quitting smoking in terms of reduction of mortality. And this is, it should be the main priority in every prevention study, including spiral CT screening.
So what's the bottom line for the cancer doctor right now on all of this screening and the prospects for early detection of lung cancer, and in fact what you do about all these possibilities?
There is no reason to use a spiral CT in a smoker outside randomized trial at present, or at least control prospective studies. The main goal is to make smoker quit, and maybe in those who have quit smoking, the detection through spiral CT may turn out to be a positive thing.
Finally, though, what would you say about all the heated argument that does go on about detection in lung cancer?
I would like to see a less prejudice in this debate. We should have the open mind to wait for the result of controlled studies without having already decided that the spiral CT is effective or it is totally ineffective. The most important thing, we want to reduce mortality, and we want to look at the efficacy of screening procedure in terms of reduction of lung cancer mortality.
That was Ugo Pastorino. He's Director of Thoracic Surgery at the Istituto Nazionale Tumori in Milan. He was talking to me here in Turin at the IMEDX European Congress on Lung Cancer. I'm Peter Goodwin of the Audio Journal of Oncology.